If you look at a map of Iraq, there's the capital, Baghdad. Just to the west, Anbar province. Large parts of that region fell to ISIS militants earlier this year, and people fear the militants are advancing towards the capital. But let's zoom in closer to one city, Abu Ghraib. It's very close to Baghdad. It was home to an infamous prison, and now it's caught in the middle between Baghdad and areas controlled by ISIS. NPR's Alice Fordham discovered that in Abu Ghraib, ISIS is not the only cause of violence.
To get to Abu Ghraib, I decide to hitch a ride with an Iraqi military patrol. We start in Baghdad. The convoy of battered Humvees weaves through heavy traffic, but as we head out west, the road's empty and we hardly see any civilian cars. A soldier named Mushtaq Talib is driving. He's been serving around Abu Ghraib for 4 years now.
Abu Ghraib prison.
A half hour later, he points out the notorious prison where American soldiers abused detainees. It's empty now because the Islamic State freed the prisoners. There's secure places and there are areas of unrest, Talib says. It's worse, he says, a little further west near Fallujah, most of which fell to the Islamic State and their supporters early in the year. He says morale's low among soldiers around there. They're short of food and ammunition, and there are insurgents everywhere. We're visiting a huge reinforced checkpoint in the Hamid Chaban neighborhood on the edge of Abu Ghraib. A watchtower looms. Soldiers check cars. Only people who live here are allowed in and out. Lieutenant Colonel Issam Muhammad Ali says they've beefed up these checkpoints as security has deteriorated. He and other officials are keen to blame all the violence on the Islamic State's militants, citing their thousands of foreign fighters. But travelling round Abu Ghraib is a reminder that the Islamic State is not behind all the violence. This insurgency has deep roots. All the way back in 2008, there was a spate of attacks against American troops in this neighborhood, blamed on a local extremist group. And back in the Humvee, Talib the driver says there aren't really Islamic State fighters here in Abu Ghraib. It's all local tribal rebels who are supported by the Islamic State and maybe sympathetic to them. But he reckons they're really fighting because the mostly Sunni people here have been marginalized for years by Shiite-led governments. That certainly doesn't mean everyone here likes the Islamic State. So I'm in a fly-blown market in Abu Ghraib with a few tattered stalls out. There's not many people around. Some people are buying fruit and veg or wheeling carts around or selling clothes. And the people here say they are really afraid of what's happening really close to here. We're afraid. We don't know what's going to happen, says Ali Muhammad, who works close by. He and his friends tell me Abu Ghraib is teeming with people displaced from Anbar. Every house has four or five families. But one clue to the ongoing violence is that if the Islamic State is unpopular, so is the Iraqi army. The military is being supported by the United States, but they're not winning over all the local people. One furious woman named Khadija Sihel says they put military garrisons among us. They stormed our house in the night. Who gave them permission? Her daughter is with her, plump and pretty in pink lipstick, carrying a tray of eggs. Ignoring the soldiers standing a few feet away, she says, I've got seven daughters and they harass them in a filthy way. Why are they doing this? She says. Aren't we Iraqis like them? Iraq's new government has been discussing ways to bring marginalized Sunnis like her back on board. Even the soldiers in the Hummer agree. As Talib drives along, he says that if they had a reason to, like more sway in government, the people around here could get rid of the Islamic State tomorrow. But as things stand, no one thinks that's going to happen anytime soon. Alice Fordham, NPR News.